Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Fishing for People the Jesus Way. After Jesus moved the conversation to a spiritual plane, the woman at the well responded by asking for eternal life, whether she fully understood or not. I read from John 4:15 through 19, the New Living Translation. "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." "Go get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet." Principle: depend on the Holy Spirit. When Jesus used the gift of the word of knowledge, a subset of prophecy, to identify the woman's hidden sin, it changed the entire dynamic of the interaction. It moved her from curiosity to full attention. It proved to her that Jesus was from God. It showed her that God knew all about her without condemning her. It convinced her that Jesus was someone she could trust and to whom she should listen. All that happened because Jesus shared one thing he could not have known without the Spirit's help. This takes us back to the synagogue in Nazareth when Jesus launched his itinerant ministry by reading from Isaiah 61. And I read now from Luke 4:18 and 19. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." A big secret of Jesus' effectiveness was that he ministered under the influence of the Spirit. Try to imagine how he would have operated without miracles and the gifts of the Spirit. He would have been reduced to how a modern evangelical operates. How sad for him and us. How tragic that today his disciples act as if the power of the Spirit is no longer available. We need to return to New Testament methods if we want early church results. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit in a greater way.